ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Today marks 100 days to go until the Paris Olympics, and later today we'll see what our athletes will be wearing at the opening ceremony. You know, I'm always love uniform day where we find out what our athletes will look like. But the nature of the ceremony could change as authorities consider additional security measures to protect athletes. And while Paris grapples with those changes, there are questions about our own preparations for Brisbane in 2032, which seems far away, but, you know, it's not. It'll come around very quickly. Ian Chesterman is the president of the AOC, the Australian Olympic Committee, and joins me now. Ian, welcome.
Good morning, Patricia. Yes, it's exciting to have just 100 days to go. I heard you yesterday say how much you're looking forward to Paris, and it's going to be a great Games.
I am. I get very excited, park myself on the couch and pretend I'm an athlete. 100 days to go. This must be a nice milestone to tick off. What lies ahead for the final 100 days for Team Australia?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting to be in this position, and I'm sure there's, you know, the around 460 athletes who we think will be on the team in Paris, very excited to get past this mark. It was such a different lead into Tokyo, with all the drama associated with the postponement and then the restrictions with the pandemic. So to have a nice clean run now as we head into Paris, I think, you know, everyone's really, really looking forward to the Games.
What can we expect to see when the team's uniforms are unveiled later today? It's always one of those moments, you know, you get sort of always controversy, don't you?
Well, I think if this one's going to go down very well, actually. It looks great, I believe, but most importantly, the athlete feedback has been fantastic. Sportscraft's our uniform supplier, and they've done a wonderful job. And, of course, a classic bit of Dunlop Volley completes what is a very Australian look. It's got a nice green flavour to it. It's simple, and there's lots of variations as well. There's shorts for both genders, but there's also a very nice dress with a beautiful touch of green and gold on it, if the women prefer to wear that. So I think it's going to be well received. I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. I'm looking forward to seeing the pictures. What can we expect to see when ultimately, you know, we see the ceremony? Are you thinking that we're going to see a much different kind of security arrangement given French President Emmanuel Macron's warnings about the opening ceremony and the way it might look?
Yeah, I think we're going to still work with Plan A, so we fully expect that Plan A is the opening ceremony down the river, athletes on the barges and really enjoying a crowd of what's expected to be around 300,000 people watching on. It's certainly a creative approach to an opening ceremony. It's the first time an opening ceremony won't have been done in a stadium. And I think, you know, that's part of the appeal of what Paris is doing, is taking the events to the public. And, you know, you'll see beach volleyball happening, you know, under the Eiffel Tower. There's a whole range of different sports being done in very traditional, classic French tourism, Paris tourism areas. So it's going to be a very different looking Games, and clearly security is a high priority for every Games organiser. I mean, I think it's probably been the highest priority of every Games organiser since, you know, the terrible atrocity in Munich back in 1972. So everyone's very aware of the need to provide a secure environment. The French are certainly not naive to the, you know, to the need to provide a secure environment. They're not naive to the risks that are involved. So everyone's putting an enormous amount of effort to ensure that we do have a safe environment. And hopefully that allows the opening ceremony on the river to go ahead.
There are faces in new sports representing Australia too. What can you tell us about Australia's breakers, Rachel Raygun Gunn and Jeff Ayatak Dune, who will be wearing the gold, the golden green in breakdancing?
Yeah, it's a very different group of two athletes. One just 16 years of old, and one who's a mature university lecturer. So it's quite a different look, isn't it, for the team? And we've got another young athlete, Chloe Cavelli, who's just 14 years of age. in skateboarding. So some of these new sports are attracting very young athletes. That's exciting. I think, you know, young people want to see their peers in action, and it's part of the attraction of the games these days that we want the youth to be tuning in, and then they see things like breaking, they see things like skateboarding. BMX freestyle was spectacular at the last games, you might recall, with Logan Martin winning the gold medal there. And then we hope they'll tune in and watch some of the traditional sports. And we've, you know our swimming team's going to be strong. Our athletics team is looking really good. Exciting to see another youngster, Claudia Hollingsworth, you know, can win the 800 metre national title and make a bit of a statement there. So it's certainly a team full of a mix of athletes. And yeah, we think there'll be around 480 in the end on the team, which will make it nearly as big as the Tokyo team, 487 in Tokyo. And then the 480 in Paris. So Australia will have the third or fourth biggest team of any nation at those games. We're at the Australian Olympic Committee, a great believer that. Yep. And Australia with more Olympians is better. So we'll take a full team.
Yep, and we do love medals. Ian, thank you.
No worries, Patricia. Thank you for your interest again, and I hope you enjoy the uniforms.
Yeah, I'll give you my assessment. Ian Chesterman is the president of the Australian Olympic Committee. You're listening to Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.